Daddy's Forgotten Little Girl. My story is so stereotypical as to be almost unbelievable. It is a psychiatrist's playground of Electra complex gone awry. Even though it would provide fodder for the best of soap opera writers, it is, I am afraid to say, completely true. Mine is a story of the power for evil that each man holds from the moment that he first sees that tiny creature that is his daughter. It was an amazingly sunny early October evening in 1976. The leaves were just beginning to turn red and brown, but many remained a greenish yellow in the relatively mild South Carolina autumn. I was just 2 1/2. My mother was 7 months pregnant with my baby brother, and we had all recently moved in with my great-grandmother, whom I called Nanny. You might think that these recollections of stories told to me by others over the past 40 years. After all, psychologists argue that long-term memories do not begin to form until the age of 5 or 6. But I believe that truly traumatic events can leave clear imprints that will last a lifetime. I remember a great deal of that night. I was wearing one of my favorite dresses. It was pale blue with intricate smocking and an appliqué poodle upon the bodice. Nanny's couch was a rough woolen blend in the most horrific brown, green, yellow, and orange plaid pattern, the type which would find a home in a retro shop or upon television's That 70s Show. The curtains were an equally horrid golden green and pulled back to reveal the opaque white shears. My father, whom I adored as only a proverbial daddy's girl possibly could, had gone out for a packet of cigarettes. I stood on the couch and looked out through those white shears for him to return. He never did. As the night wore on, huge tears raced down my cherubic face. That would have done any Gerber or Downey advert proud. My screams of daddy filled the rapidly cooling night air and could be heard at the end of our small street. But still, I stood steadfastly awaiting his return. By morning, my green eyes were almost swollen shut. My throat was sore from screaming, and something inside my young soul was gone forever. Trust in men. Some things are simply unforgettable, no matter how young you are. October 10th, 1967, was that for me. I had, though, never completely given up upon the man I once loved so deeply, my biological father. Since he left in 1967, I have had 4 contacts with my biological father, each more traumatic than the last. After the last one, almost a decade ago, I have learned my lesson. I have not and would not subject myself or my children to this man. I can admit that he gave me some good genes, as I get my intelligence and looks from him. And he has aged very well. But I now believe that he has actually done me a favor when he left. Does it hurt writing this? Not as much as it once would have. But I don't think the loss of a parent ever, even if he was not a very good one. I also feel that when that loss is a father's love for his daughter, it is certain to affect how we relate to other men in our lives. It certainly has in my life. My disastrous 14-year marriage, equally horrific rebound relationship, and 254 assorted lovers are a testament to the pain that was the result of my father's desertion. After 4 decades of hurt and introspection, is my life perfect now? Have I forgiven my sperm donor and moved on to a successful marriage? Some days I think so. Then something happens, and I once again feel like that same insecure little girl standing on the back of that couch and crying for a man that will never return. But then again, as a woman, I wonder, was that man ever real? or was he simply a little girl's dream of what a daddy should be? The truth is that we all have problems and struggles in life. But I do firmly believe from my experiences that the unconditional love and acceptance of her daddy can equip little girls to better face those challenges as women. I did not have that, and have struggled more than most as a result. But in the daddy-daughter hugs and kisses that I am privileged to observe each night with my husband and youngest daughter, some tiny part of my soul heals a little more, and I feel some measure for hope for the future, hers and mine.